Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to start out today. I'm just going to let you know that there's always been a standing joke. This is before cell phones and internet. And yes, I did exist then. And when I would actually go somewhere new, it seems like every time I left the house, someone would look at me and say, please don't end up in Missouri. I didn't have a real good sense of direction. And so now I have to say, you know, how many of you have ever used GPS?
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful thing. Global positioning system. Big Brother is watching, and I'm okay with that. I get where I need to be. It saved me more than once from being lost. And while preparing for this sermon, one definition I found for GPS is the following. A GPS knows where it is by subtracting where it used to be from where it isn't. Now think about that for just a second. Okay, it subtracts where it used to be from where it is. And in discovering this definition, I decided that we probably all could use a different type of GPS, God's positioning system. He knows where we are by subtracting where we used to be from where we are not. That's pretty deep for a farm girl from Indiana. Okay, but seriously, being lost is actually quite frightening, depending on your circumstances. It can be scary for the one who is actually searching for you as well. In today's reading by Rosie, I wonder if the shepherd was worried while he sought his lost sheep. If you've ever turned your back for one moment and lost track of your child, you know that fear. The few seconds it will take for your eyes to find them will feel like a lifetime. And so many thoughts and fears go through you. You say prayers and you ask God for help to find them, only to find out that they are chuckling underneath a clothes rack, watching you lose your mind. So today's scripture is actually a parable about lost sheep. How the shepherd leaves the flock of 99 to find the one that has strayed. It doesn't say that the shepherd has lost the sheep. It says that the sheep has strayed away. The shepherd finds his joy comes when the sheep returns to the flock. And isn't that the truth? No matter how lost we may feel to God, he knows where we are and will pursue us to the ends of time to bring us back to the flock. And he will provide us road signs along the way. I know I have never been lost to God, but I have lost God in my life. These are times when I was pretty certain that I didn't need him, didn't have time for him, and simply felt he asked too much of me, as I knew that I wasn't perfect enough to even be a speck on his radar. That is usually when he lets me know how wrong I am, and how strong his love can be for me. As a little girl, I grew up going to First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Edinburgh, Indiana. My neighbors, Earl and Pearl, they were not related to me, but I always called them Mamma and Papa. Mamma had a way of always knowing when to make the right sugar cookies. But they were elders at that church, and they would go there each week, and I would go with them. And I'd watch him fix communion, and then I would ring the bell for church. And Papa Earl would let me help pull that rope down to ring the bells. And yes, back in the old days, it wasn't on a recording. We actually rang bells. And when the rope would go back up, my feet would come off the ground. And talk about being lifted in God's house. I was baptized in that church. I sang in the choir. My own daughter was Rose dedicated in that church, and she was married there 25 years ago. It may sound like a Cinderella church story, but it wasn't always that rosy. I strayed away from the church and from God. Religion was not something that the people in my life were into, so it became not a thing for me as well. And besides, I knew what I wanted and how to get there. I didn't need any GPS. Oh, I never stopped believing in God, and you can count on the fact that I asked God for many things that I wanted and felt deserved of. ever do that? You know, how'd that work out for you when you ask God for things? Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well, and for me it didn't work so well. Needless to say, I lost God, and I just didn't know exactly how to find him again. He was right there, hiding under that clothes rack, probably chuckling at me, just waiting for my eyes and my heart to find him again. And he would give me hints to his goodness and protect me with his grace, and he waited patiently for me to call his name and come back to his flock again. Time and time again, he would show his love for me with grace and gentle reminders of his wonder. As an example, a few years ago, I had this spot on my face, and it was getting bigger, and it was by my eye. I decided I wasn't so old that I should have age spots, so I went to the doctor. And I said, "Doctor, what is this? What do you think?" He looked at it, and he said, "I don't have a clue what that is. Let's send you to a dermatologist." And I said, looked at him, and I rolled my eyes. I'd never been to a dermatologist in my life. But I said, "Okay, we'll go." I make the appointment. I go in. I sit down, and I said, "Okay, what do you think?" And he says, looks at it, and he says, "I have no idea what that is. But we'll take a little sample of it and send it into the lab and see what they say." So he says, "You're here. Let me do a good examination of you. Is there any place that's really bothering you?" So I showed him place under my eyes. Says, "No problem. We can take that off." I think he likes to take things off. He does a lot of that. And he said, "Anything else?" And I said, "Well, it's a little embarrassing, but under my arms, I have a mole. And it sure does get in my way when I go to do my shaving." He said, "Okay, let me take a look." He looks under my right arm, and he says, "No problem, I can get that off." And he looks under the left arm, and he stops, and he says, "I don't like that. It doesn't look right." And he hemmed, and he hawed, and he said, "But it can't be too bad because of where it's at. I've never seen anything too bad in that location." A week later, I found myself in surgery, having a sizable chunk of myself removed in order to clear out a very dangerous melanoma. It was within centimeters of my lymph nodes, and I was incredibly blessed that it was found when it was. And oh, by the way, that spot on my eye 2 weeks later went away, and they never knew what it was. But I did. I knew what it was. It was a love letter, and it was a blessing, and it was a road sign. It was still a while before I began to feel the tug and to know that I was indeed missing something I needed in my life and to turn back to my roots and to seek God's flock. As I began to see my relationship with Stacy crumble, and I felt overwhelmed by work and unhappy in my daily life, I began once again to seek his peace and his love and his fulfillment in my life. And I found him and all of those things that were missing in my life right here in West Palm Beach, Florida, a lifetime and many paths away from the youth in my Indiana. But I am so very grateful that I have returned to this, the 99, here with this flock. The grace, the love, the faith I have found in this powerful little church is beyond measure. And I am so glad that God has led me here to worship and to learn in my spiritual walk. My life has never felt this right or this together. And even through the terrible times that you all have helped me through in the past year or so, the strength and the love I have had from this church surrounded me and kept me strong. And I am beginning to understand how it is that each time I look at her and I say, "Lorraine, how are you?" She always answers, "I am blessed." Amen.